This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This week on the show, we're taking on some great big money issues and some teeny tiny ones. We're going to take a deep dive into the process of gentrification, how neighborhoods change block by block, and in many cases, rent check by rent check. And we're also going to go from that big transformational picture to $2.85. That's a proposed change to the federal minimum wage. But we're going to start with just a few cents. Maybe a buck. Let's say you walk into Starbucks, and while you're paying, you look down and you see that jar. You know, it's got tips and some spare change people dumped in it. So what do? Starbucks is trying to make that decision as easy as a text message. This week, the coffee giant changed their app, allowing you to tip directly from your phone, which got us wondering, how do we tip and why do we tip? Marketplace's Adrienne Hill has been working on those answers, and she joins us now. Hi, Adrienne.
Hi, Lizzie.
So, how much should we be tipping at a coffee shop anyway?
No idea. You know, it turns out there's not a standard at this point for how much we tip at coffee shops. And I talk to a lot of experts and they do crazy things too. So right now, do what you want.
What do people tend to do? Are there differences?
Absolutely. It's interesting. We actually did an online poll. We had more than 800 people respond to
us. Wow.
Yeah. In general, a lot of people don't tip at Starbucks. If they do, they tip the change that's handed back to them. Some of them tip a buck. But it's interesting. As I talk to these tipping experts, I ask them what they do. Some of them don't tip. And then I talked to a guy who said when he goes into a coffee shop, he orders an eclair. Okay. And he says, I want a heavy eclair. If he notices that the person goes over and lifts a couple of eclairs and picks a heavy one, he'll tip that person. And if they just grab an eclair and ignore his request for a heavy eclair, no tip.
So there's a difference between, I guess, kind of who you scrutinize and decide, yes, I will tip this person, and who you don't.
Absolutely. I mean, we know that we tip waiters. We know that we tip bartenders. And there's this really interesting distinction between who do you tip and who do you not tip and how do you figure it out. So I talked to a professor named Mike Lynn at Cornell Hotel School, and he said there are a couple of theories about why and how this line is drawn. One theory comes from economists, and it says you tip the people where you, the consumer, are going to be a better judge of how they did in their job. So a waiter may realize that you want to be left alone while you're fighting with your boyfriend at the table, and maybe the best job he can do is never to come to your table except to deliver the check, and that's what you want from a waiter. So economists say we tip the people where we, the consumer, are better judges of what they did. There's another theory that is fascinating from anthropologists, and that is that we tip people who might envy us. So when we're out at a bar having a big old time and we're laughing and we're drinking, we want to tip the servers to make them feel okay, that they're not there having a good time. They're really working hard. Because in general, you don't want people out there envying you. And so then there's this third point, which Professor Lynn says is a factor in who and how much we tip.
We tend to tip service providers more the less they make, and also the more the customer makes. So the greater the income disparity between the server and the customer, the more likely you are to tip.
He also says we tip better when there's some amount of social contact. So we tip our hairdressers because we're sitting there chatting with them and they're touching us.
All right, so I'm going to put you on the spot. What do you do when you go to get coffee?
It completely depends. It depends on how much money is in my wallet. It depends on my mood. And it depends on whether or not they give me a nice smile. You know, there isn't a standard. And it's interesting. It's possible that this Starbucks app could help set a standard. Here's Helena Oakes from Lehigh University.
If it asks you, like some cabs do, would you like to tip 10, 15, or 20% or more, then it's a signal to you that you're required to tip, even if the service was poor.
So it looks like the Starbucks app gives you the option of no tip, 50 cents, a buck, or $2. And so it might start changing how we think about tipping, maybe set a standard, and there's no option on there just to toss your change in.
Right. None of that just sort of big jar thing. Marketplace's Adrienne Hill, thank you very much.
Thank you.